G'day punters and welcome to Winning Coast's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 24. I'm John Barker. Joining me again is Carl Diorio. Carl, it's Golden Slipper Day. Many would argue that this challenges, Victoria Derby Day as the highest quality day on the Australian racing calendar across nine races. You've got the championships as well, I guess, would be part of that argument. But it looks like a heavy track, once again, will be a major player.
It just always seems to happen every year, doesn't it? The Sydney Carnival really ramps up and then the heavens open. And I suppose those Sydney tracks don't tend to absorb water as well as their Melbourne counterparts. But five Group 1s, plenty of good racing. Does it rival Derby Day? Maybe the parochial Melbourne Burnian in me says no, but still decent racing.
All right. Well, it's all, not only are there five Group 1s, but there's nine black type races, including eight group races. The listed race on the program is race one. It's the Chandon S Derby Munro Stakes, 1200 metres for 3-year-olds.
This race, I'm with the Godolphin runner Beau Jest, who resumes with a nice third in a benchmark 81 against older opposition. Last campaign was competitive at stakes level in 3-year-old grade, and I think up in stays at the 1,200 metres, but I think even further this campaign will be suited. Ahead of number three, I'm excited, who's won both starts this campaign. Luckless last prep, but put that behind her. Third, number six, Isurian, who really showed a nice turn of foot to win last start. And 11, Tarabai, jumps up sharply in grade, but beat Limbo Soul, who has good form lines through this sort of race. I've gone 4, 3, 6 and 11 in race one.
Race two at Rosehill on Saturday, Mountie's 50th birthday, Epona Stakes, 1900 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level, as you've pointed out at the Winning Post, Carl, one of the few group races on the calendar for fillies and mares beyond 1600 metres.
That's right, tends to be targeted by Mick Kent, and I think the Cranbourne trainer can win this race with Consommateur, who's second up, resumed with a nice effort in the Francis Tris Lady, behind Flippant, who led throughout. Consommateur ran the best closing splits, coming from last to finish fifth. So up in distance, gets the rain-affected track that she really relished last year, and I think she's the one to beat from 4 Harlow Gold, who just finished ahead of her first up. 6 Perfect Rhyme, who had no luck whatsoever in the major Sydney lead-up, that being the aspiration quality. And for fourth, number 7, Natoya, who is the favourite. I think short enough, but certainly ran well after covering plenty of extra ground last time.
On the way to the Sydney Cup, race three, Irresistible Pools and Spas in the Mannion Cup, 2400 metre group three. And Foundry must be having problems. The second time he's been scratched on this preparation, hasn't started yet. And in fact was entered for two venues this weekend and scratched from both.
Yeah, they're very selective, the Lloyd Williams, where they run their horses. It's hard to really know what's exactly going on. You do presume, though, there must be some sort of issue. I'm with number 6, Elward, on top, who's been placed at both runs this campaign, up to the 2400 metres. All five of his wins have been over 2000 metres, but he's shown that he is capable of being competitive at this extra distance. I've got him ahead of 2, Lord Fandango, who's also entered for the Mornington Cup, so just look out for where he runs, but I'm sure he'll be competitive wherever he goes. Third, number 12, Purposon. This horse started his career in France, always owned by the same people who've got him now, Ron Finnemore. And he's won 2 from 4 this campaign and really starting to flourish. His 3-year-old French form was quite strong behind some horses that competed in the Melbourne Cup. And for fourth, I've put in number 7, Admiral Jello, who was very unlucky last time at Canberra.
Randbet Stakes is race 4, first of the Group 1s, 5 straight Group 1s at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday. This one, 2,000 metres, it's worth 700,000, and it does, the field just has the look of a lead-up race about it, doesn't it?
A little bit, doesn't it? Just ahead of the Queen Elizabeth, but I'm with Gallo Chop number 1. I think he'll get maybe a bit more of a peaceful time in the lead here, and under those circumstances, you'd think he'd be pretty hard to beat. ahead of number 8 Single Gaze. A model of consistency, ran so well last time in the Australian Cup away from the fence, getting back in the field and circling in for fifth. And the pattern on the day certainly worked against her. Third, I'm putting in number 7, the Taj Mahal, who worked overtime and pestered Gallo Chop last time. And for fourth, number 5, Ventura Storm.
Major attraction at Rose Hill on Saturday, race 5, the Agency George Ryder Stakes. 1,500 metres, standard weight for age. It's worth $1 million. And it just looks like a clock on, clock off, and collect 600,000 odd for Winks.
Yeah, as punters, we're going to have a lot on to get back 600,000, that's for sure. But she's just going to win. It's simple as that. Something catastrophic's got to happen for her to be losing. She won this race by 7 lengths last year, and I can't really see Kementari eating into that sort of margin. I know some people were suggesting Kementari may worry Winks, but I personally think she'll win by easily at least 5 lengths.
Yeah, just with only a kilo. I mean, yeah. I realise Kementari's now a late 3-year-old, and this is the weight for age scale these days, but 1 kilo not enough. And I mean, this time last year, I guess we were sort of saying, well, you know, wet track could be vulnerable, Winks. Gutsy Chris Waller to run her on a wet track, and gosh, it turns out to be even better.
Even better, exactly. The one thing, she is much better the Melbourne way than the Sydney way. She does tend to hang in when she goes the Sydney way, but, you know, that costs her maybe a quarter of a length, a half length. She'll still win by 5 at least. Got ahead of Kementari. Happy Clapper in for third. He'll get back and try and run on. An Invincible Gem pulled up sore over her back first up, despite finishing third in the Canterbury Stakes. If they've sorted out that issue, she might run third, but I've got her in for fourth.
Well, an interesting affair is race 6, Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas. 2,000 metres for 3-year-olds, worth 600,000. And we've got Ace High marked the $4.20 favourite. Doesn't really have any wet form, does he? Had a couple of starts in the wet form.
Yeah, his wet track form though was early in his career over unsuitable distances. So he did run fourth on a soft 6 over 1,800, I think it might have been the Gloaming or something of that nature. So he does. It's probably a little bit inconclusive.
Right, but jury out. Yeah. But I guess the real fascination, and in fact I know that you're going to say the real fascination, is with these New Zealand horses that have come over from their derby and have won these races.
It's always the challenge lining up the local form with the Kiwi form. I guess the Kiwis do tend to improve in the second half of the season. I've really taken a shine to Mission Hill, who showed promise last spring, improved over the break, won his first 2 starts this campaign, was horribly unlucky, got plenty of interference over the final 400 metres of the Avondale Guineas when trying to swoop from the back, and then last time was just ridden quite positively, made multiple runs, and just got tired towards the end. I thought the effort to run 6th in the New Zealand Derby was quite good considering. So I've got Mission Hill on top from Vinda Downs, the New Zealand Derby winner. He draws to get a lovely run in behind the speed once again. Ace High in for third. I don't think the wet track's too much of a worry. He just stays all day. He is a stubborn horse, and he'll definitely be suited up in distance of the Derby at his next run. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 11, the Lord Mayor, who also has been running well in New Zealand and might just start a stupid price. Chris Waller has his first run. The Lord Mayor has his first run for Chris Waller, and his Kiwi form is certainly that of an emerging type.
All right, the big one is race 7. It's worth $3.5 million. It is the Longines Golden Slipper, 1,200 metres at set weights for 2-year-olds. And what a great field, Carl. Yep. And let's just hope that the track holds up okay and that it is not the deciding factor here. Sunlight, written by I Like Them. I think Seabrook is the one that probably could upset the apple cart, but there's just a lot of these that fit the profile of Golden Slipper winners coming off first and seconds last start. Written by has already won on the heavy. Sunlight's never seen it, but as I wrote last year, I think, in Best Bets about the Golden Slipper, because, again, it was raining, they can, you know, quite a few Slipper winners have never seen the wet before and yet will win a Slipper in the wet. So yep. That's no great knock on Sunlight.
Sunlight has trialled on heavy. Apparently didn't handle it immediately, but as the gallop wore on, started to get used to it. So connections there, are optimistic that Sunlight will handle the going. I've got her on top. I think the way the barrier draw has worked out, that Sunlight will just settle on the back of Written By, and wherever Written By goes, Sunlight will follow, and I think finish over the top. We saw her pounce from a trailing position, the Magic Minions Classic. I think if they go too hard, Written By can take a sit. He's not obliged to sit outside the fast pace, but I just think that Sunlight holds the aces and will have the last crack. I've got Seabrook in for seconds. I've always liked her, really impressed with that win last time in the Sweet Embrace. Can't believe she started 750. She can definitely win. Third number one, Written By, you got to respect unbeaten form in the Blue Diamond winner. And fourth number 12, Ahood, might improve getting away from Caulfield, which is just a bogey track for her. Look for her to be doing her best work late. The only one I'd want to add is Sandbar, who draws to get a soft, cheap run on the fence. And considering how close he got to Written By last time, he's got to go in the trifectas and first fours.
And race eight is the last of the group ones at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday. It is the PFD Food Services Galaxy. It is over 1,100 metres. It is a sprint handicap worth $700,000. And wow, Jungle Edge, what a story. And it's a story that is written in Winning Post this week. It's a great yarn by Matt Stewart. And, just a $20,000 purchase. Having already won a couple of races on the Sapphire Coast, and gee, that's a good eye to spot a horse like that. I don't think he was expecting him... paid $20,000. Wasn't expecting him to be starting $4 in a $700,000 Group 1. The plan is coming together with all this rain.
It makes you wonder what was the turning point if they, without spoiling it, I suppose, whether they just the horse was a bit of a condition that no one picked up on, whether they just cracked its back back into shape. It just remarkable the transformation.
Well, he had an in with the trainer, and the trainer was selling up all his... interests. It wasn't that the trainer thought the horse was no good.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
My selections in this race, my top three is likely to be scratched. Secret of the Gens are on top. I think she's already been scratched.
Ahead of Sutito,
who's also running in Melbourne, I think. For third, I've put in Pariah, who's also entered in for Melbourne and probably going there.
Viridine. Pariah is scratched.
Is also scratched. So I've got Sepita on top, who might be withdrawn ahead then of Viridine, who gets in well at the lightweight Jungle Edge. You've got to throw in there.
Abdullah riding a kilo over on Viridine.
Kilo over, yeah. At 51. Jungle Edge, you've got to have him on the first up run. Like, we know he hasn't won on the dry. He improves length on the wet. If he can produce the run he did first up, well, he's in the ball game. In her time as well, has trialled up really well ahead of this race. So I suppose my numbers would be 8, 13, 2 and 3.
And race 9, TAB birthday card stakes for fillies and mares, group 3, 1200.
Tricky race, faraway town for mine. I just think might start the value. 1-2 from 2, flying this campaign. Was a long time loser. Now has got that winning habit developing. Second, I've got in number 3, Sugarbella, won 6 from 7, won at stakes level for the first time last time, got up in the last stride, draws perfectly in barrier 3. For third, number 4, Tulip, 5th in last year's Everest. That run is good enough to win this, obviously. Just didn't stay the 1300 at group 1 level last time. And for fourth, number 6, Qualista.
Mornington is the venue for... Victorian Metro Racing on Saturday. I refuse to call it a standalone meeting. I don't think standalone makes any sense at all, because it's not standalone.
There's
a P1 as well on the day. Why is it standalone? It's just a Metro meeting.
Yeah, don't get it.
So it's a Metro Class Mornington meeting, and there are two listed races. The first of those is race 6, Ladbrokes Hariba Stakes.
That race, I'm gone with Ladoro, who I was impressed with his performance at Flemington 2 starts ago before beating Stellar Collision in the sale quality. I think they'll finish in that order here in the Hariba, because they've got Stellar Collision in for second, who, after getting beaten in the sale quality, was narrowly denied in the Matrice, where they ran 108.5 for 1,200 metres. And Stellar Collision just missed out. For third, number 5, Duke of Brunswick, who's had 2 jump outs at Caulfield ahead of his resumption. I've got a soft spot for this horse, and I think he can run well over 1,200 fresh. And I'm Wesley in for fourth. He'll give a side up on the pace, and certainly that's no disadvantage on Mornington Cup Day.
Yeah, I'm Wesley. I was with him first up, and just got nutted by a horse who many will be tipping, including me, in the... In the group one on Friday night, so I'm Wesley to beat number 2 Stellar Collision, 11 Leodoro, and 1 the ex-Perth horse, First Among Equals. Race 7 at Mornington on Saturday is the Ladbrokes Mornington Cup, 2400 metre listed event, free ticket to the Caulfield Cup, up for grabs.
Yeah, I'm with Sis Montaigne. I just think this horse might be able to lead throughout. Draws the outside barrier. There doesn't look to be too many on-pace runners in this event. I think he'll lead. Kings Will Dream, the favourite, will probably take a sit on him. Key with Sis Montaigne is that he's better over these 2400 metre sort of distance range. He's got to roll along from the midway point, and if he gets his rivals off the bit chasing, he's just going to one bat away. And just half preempting an on-pace rail bias at Mornington on Cup Day, because it tends to be that way, I think it'll be hard to beat. Ahead of 11 Kings Will Dream, 9 and Sydney and Ruler, who backs up from last week, and 4 Gallic Chieftain, who meets Sis Montaigne 2 kilos worse at the weights from the Cup Prelude.
Yeah, I've fallen into 11 Kings Will Dream, who is the favourite. Look, I think he's probably unders in this much harder race, but has been impressive from the stablemate, who's also improbably built a picket fence in number 6 Bondiga. For third, number 10 Fastnet Dragon, coming out of placings in those Tassie Cups. And for fourth, number 1 Lord Fandango. My best comes up earlier in the card with the weight swing, race 2, number 2 Velox. And my value bet is race 8, number 8 Parsifal.
I've got my best bet, Sis Montaigne, race 7, number 3. My value bet comes up in the Mornington Guineas, race 8, number 7 into Rio, so it goes up against your one, Barks. He'll get back. They'll go hard in this race, and that's what he needs, because he's a genuine stayer. Stablemate, She's a Dashing is the main danger for mine. Simon Zara, when I spoke to him earlier in the week, suggested that maybe She's a Dashing is probably the better winning hope out of the two. So go with that. Go with your gut.
Okay, well, you can read Carl's interview with Simon Zara on page 4 of this week's Winning Post. Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, Carl, and as usual, you're saving the best to last with your best in race 8 and your value in race 9.
Yeah, race 8, number 4, Tatushu, won first up for the new stable. It's about $2.30. I was impressed by that first up victory, albeit in the stewards' room. He really found the line quite nicely after suffering interference halfway up the straight. Looks the sort of horse that can be competitive up to 1600 metres as well, Tatouche. So Jamie Carr remains aboard. Look for him to get back from his wide barrier and just overrun his rivals on the weekend. The value selection, well, didn't really come up value. It's $2.90. Exalted Adam, who won 3 in a row to start this campaign and then was unplaced in that Matrice at listed level on Adelaide Cup Day. Had no luck whatsoever getting clear galloping room in the straight. Had plenty to offer underneath Dwayne Dunn. And it's fair to say that the Exalted Adam, if he did find clear galloping room in the straight, he would have played a major part in the finish. Of course, that race was won by It's Been a Battle and Stellar Collision. So the format of that race does read well for your ordinary benchmark 82 event. So they're the two specials, Tatouche race 8 number 4 and race 9 number 10 Exalted Adam at Morfordville Parks.
Doomben, once again the venue for, oh, back to Doomben, we were Gold Coast last week, venue for Brisbane racing, and yeah, we have a very we have a heavy track, we have more showers forecast. One of our Racing Australia colleagues, Scott Westbrook, was wondering whether this meeting will go ahead, but assuming it does, Carl, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got the best bet in Spy the Stell, who did well for me a fortnight ago in beating her main danger critique number 6 here a fortnight ago, so I think it can do it again from the wide barrier. And Estorage, race 5 number 5, picked it last week, got back in the field, they went not much of a gallop, and Estorage just one batted into fourth. If they go a bit more of a stronger gallop, I think he can get home over the top. So he's worth a bet at the 650.
All right, in Perth, they are at Ascot once again. There is a listed race, race 7, Schweppes JC Roberts Stakes. And BJ Ryan in that race is sticking with race 7, number 3, Action. Has been a bit costly, but closing speed last start was outstanding, and 1800 metres to suit with the blinkers on. BJ's best, race 6, number 2, Western Temple, another one who's been unluckily beaten the last couple of starts, and his value bet, race 2, number 6, In Love with Paris, First Up has trialled very impressively. In New Zealand earlier in the day, Carl, they are racing on the South Island in Christchurch at Riccarton.
That's right. Gone with a couple of horses from the same stable as my best in value, Mandy and Matt Brown. Race 8, number 7, La Diosa, who was a Group 1 winner of the 1,000 guineas as a 3-year-old in New Zealand before winning the Surround Stakes in Sydney this time last year. I think she can win first up over 1,200 metres, so I've got her as a top selection there in the open sprint. And my best bet of the day is the stablemate, race 10, number 7, Green Park Gem, who was a bit unlucky last time at listed level, was placed the 2 runs prior at benchmark 65 level, and up to the 1,400 metres from those 2 placings, they were both over 1,200. I think that looks suitable. The other main race at Mathematters, the International Trophy, race 6 on their 7-race card, that features Rangi Po, Rude Not Too, High Lad, Tiptronic, Coldplay, and several other good performers that might come to Australia with a nice run. So really only crumbs left in New Zealand after their Derby Carnival and everything like that, but still a few horses to keep an eye out for.
Alrighty, and on Friday night, Group 1 racing in Victoria wraps up for the season at the Valley with race 7, the Keogh Holmes William Reid Stakes, worth $500,000 standard weight for age. And well, it's a 10-horse field, and it is holding up with all these horses pulling out of the wet Sydney. And I speak of Secret Agenda, Pariah, and probably Cepedo. What do you got?
I'm with Hellbent, who was runner-up in this race last year. I think he should have won the Oakley Plate with the blinkers reapplied. He's a blinker horse, he thrives with them, and he just was a good thing beating the Oakley Plate. For that reason, I'll go with him on top. I am worried about throwing him getting a picnic in the lead, though, just like he did first up over this track and distance. There's absolutely no pace in this race apart from throwing him. He'll lob in the lead from barrier 3, and if they give it to him, he'll be hard to run down. For third, I'm putting in Secret Agenda, and for fourth I'm putting in just reciting my tips here, I'm pretty sure I put in Catchy, I think I did put in, but yeah, it's going to be a race of tactics, tempo all important.
Yes, I should have brought our sheet of tips in, but I went for Secret Agenda to beat Superdo, She Will Reign, and Bonds Away from memory. What else do you like? There's the Group 3 Alexandra Stakes and the Group 2 Sunline Stakes as well, and the listed Valley Pearl as we close out the Valley night racing season.
Yeah.
What else do you like on the card?
Well, I think Samovar, a bit of a money muncher, was supposedly working as well as Redcoat Warrior at Euroa all those months ago, probably 12 months ago, and it hasn't won since. I think this is probably the race for her. Been placed at both runs this campaign. Damien Oliver seemed to hug the rail last time, trying to go along that fast lane, and he got chopped out of the key stage. So she's got a bit of a reputation, but I think she can win. Palazzo Vecchio in the Alexandra Stakes is certainly one to respect, and I've got it on top, the favourite. And value bet in the last race, Garrard, trained by Bustin and Young. This horse is about $11, has trialled up really well. We didn't see her best last campaign. I think she's certainly worth an each-way ticket in the last.
Okay, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got the form for Friday night, Saturday, the big Golden Slipper Day, and Mornington Cup Day, and Sunday, big 104-pager this week. Big 112-pager next week for Easter, and it's out a day early. So get down to your newsagent on Thursday, and we'll have form for Thursday, Good Friday at Ascot. We've got Thursday night as well, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So huge value, 112 pages, and it's out Thursday, unless you're lucky enough to live in Ballarat, in which case you'll get it on Wednesday afternoon. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Carl.
Ooh, I will go... I'll put Sunlight's winning record on notice. I'll make it my best of the weekend, the Golden Slipper.
All right, and I'll go Mornington Race 2, number 2, Velox. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with Joel next week. Meantime, back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you then on the preview podcast.